This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
We're down with the king topic of the day. Now, let me say it this way at this time, BT. Juan Soto's pressing. Now, it's not alarming. I'm not worried. I do think, though, and his slow start is better than most. You take him over the average. A Soto slump is not a real slump, relatively speaking, but in comparison to the expectations and what Juan Soto was brought here to do, I feel like the one thing that might be happening with Soto is that he's pressing and trying to do, not that he's expanding the zone at a ridiculous rate, just trying to do too much, maybe to be too perfect to be that guy, that impact player that and live up to the $765 million contract.
I don't know if he's pressing. Listen, he obviously looks a little less than he was early with the Yankees a year ago and some other seasons. I think that that's going to change, although I don't think he's going to hit 40 home runs, as I've said a few times. But if you asked me coming into the season, where would you rank the concern or your reaction to a slightly less than elite start by Juan Soto for the Mets? I mean, I'd have it very down on my list. I would say, okay, what the heck's Pete Alonso look like? I mean, how's he starting? Has Lindor finally figured out how to, you know, hit a little bit in April, and he's showing some real signs? What does Mark Vientos 2.0 look like?
Right.
What does the starting rotation look like with Manaea out for the first couple of months of the season? So I think it's interesting to react to. I don't think it's an unfair observation. I don't think it's a scathing criticism, because I think the statistics back up that it's a diminishment from what he did with the Yankees for sure last April. But I think that all things considered, you would rather have a great start by Pete,
yes,
and a slightly above average start than for Soto than the other way around.
100%. If Soto was lights out the way that he was last year with the Yankees to start, we'd all be excited, but we'd also be saying, uh-oh, mm-hmm, if Pete's not what he needs to be, it's a big problem. And we all know and trust that Soto is eventually going to start playing like Soto. Now, just because we all believe it and trust it doesn't mean that it's guaranteed to happen. There could be, maybe it is a down year for Soto. Again, I'm not suggesting that that's going to happen. All I'm saying is, based on the first 12 games, watching every one of his at-bats, waiting for the explosion to come, it hasn't happened yet. And I, for the first time over, maybe it was Tuesday when I was, you know, taking care of some stuff at home, I had to miss the show Tuesday, and that game got moved to 4 o'clock. Mm. It was the first time I started to think, maybe he is pressing a little bit, trying to live up to the contract. Remember, Juan Soto's accomplished a lot. Postseason, young age, winning a World Series, coming to the Yankees, multiple teams, and he's been an elite player. One thing he hasn't had to deal with yet is living up to that massive, yeah, contract and expected to be the guy. He's got the richest contract in sports.
Yeah.
And there's got to be some element of pressure that entails.
And in New York, the expectations are always in line with the contract, whether it's right or wrong. Like when A-Rod opted out during the World Series, I know that bothered a lot of baseball people, but now you get that new contract. What do? When do you win a championship? Are you going to win a championship? I mean, this is just the way it goes. I mean, Patrick Ewing made massive money. Mattingly made massive money at that point back in the day. Same with a few others. Goalies, like right now, Shesterkin. I mean, you look at with the Rangers, their plight, and I'm not saying it's all his fault, but he hasn't been very good. He's been giving up a ton of goals, and you, Hoff and I were doing this when you were out, but like the goals against and the save percentage, those are going in the wrong direction. Not all soft goals, I'm not saying that, but when you sign the highest contract for a goalie and your team misses the playoffs and you're a contributor as to why you don't make the playoffs, guess what? You ain't hiding. This is New York. This is the way it goes. Rick Pitino's making $3 million a year. If he had St. John's in the NIT instead of the second seed, or next year they don't take a step forward, guess what? People starts right or wrong. Maybe Rick lost the fastball. Maybe Rick's not worth it, which is the exact opposite. But this is just the way it goes, and I don't know what's in his mind. I would love somebody to take some scientist to take a piece of it and give us, without killing him, and give us the real answer. The chase for the contract or justifying getting the contract, like as he internalized one last year and now the new one moving forward, which is more of a pressure point for him? Well, I don't know.
Well, we know how he handled one of them.
Yeah, but it could also be a cyclical baseball thing. That's where I push back with you. I'm not saying that
his best year.
I know. I'm not saying that he's not pressing a little bit, but I'm also open to the concept of, well, it's been cold. It's April. It's a new league. You know, he's not Tony Gwynn. Okay, so he's hitting 278. Big damn deal.
And by the way, the reason why I'm not concerned, I know you're not concerned, probably many are not concerned, is because he can handle pressure. This is not somebody who's pressing that we're worried about it snowballing, although it could. Again, if it weren't Juan Soto, if it were almost anybody else, we'd be saying, like, same thing with Devin Williams. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Pete, last year to start. Oh, yeah, people could have said, he'll be fine. Look at what he's done. Or it could snowball to the point where it starts to get worse and worse and worse. Soto has been proven in the most pressurized situations that the sport has had to offer. And he's answered the bell every single time. So I have no doubt that he's going to do it this time. All that I'm saying is it's not a typical Soto start. And I do think it is because he is pressing, trying to live up maybe to that contract, even if it's in an incremental way.
And I'm curious to see where it goes. I do think that, you know, in addition to being proven on the October stage, he's proven in New York.
So right.
It's like Devin Williams is not proven in New York.
Right.
Not to equivocate the two necessarily, but let's see where this goes with that. I know that Juan Soto handles the New York stage, craves it, rocks it. I'm not worried about that. What I do think could be interesting, and we'll get back to these calls here, Sal, like, and it's not taking shape early on, but if the Yankees had an amazing win total, all right, and they just ran away with stuff, and the Mets were kind of languishing, three games over 500, you know, Judge on his way to another third MVP, maybe then Soto could press, because that's where the human nature of just being a human being,
right.
He left the Yankees, Judge is better, we all know it, no disrespect to Soto, Judge is better, and now look at the Yankees, and like if the Mets were scuffling, but that's not it, because the Mets have a better record, Lindor's playing better, the guy behind him's playing better, and the Yankees have looked pretty ordinary. I know they won the other day, so they're two above 500, but the Yankees don't look incredibly sharp, so that to me, big picture, will be interesting to follow. I just think baseball's hard. It's really that simple.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Jay is in Passaic, New Jersey. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's going on? BT, Sal, what are you doing?
How are you, Jay?
Jay, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good, man. What's going on, fellas?
Good.
Listen, it's just a thought, but don't you guys think that maybe Soto is just having an issue transitioning from the softer, weaker AL into the tougher NL?
No, because he's played bad teams for the most part. No, I don't think. Maybe big picture, you can tell me that in September. Not now, you can't tell me that, Jay. Well, you can. I just don't buy it. Not yet, Jay.
Six of the games were
the
against
the Marlins.
Say half the games were against American League teams, the Blue Jays and the Astros.
And also, you say you're not concerned, but don't you think you should be? Your $175 million guy pressing, you know?
I think it would be a cause of concern. Concern is strong. Aware. Thanks for the call, there, buddy. Of the obvious storylines that are going to follow Juan Soto, I had Star Wars mixed with Batman. Jeez. As long as he's in his prime, until he wins a championship or wins an MVP with the Mets, there's going to be varying degrees of concern or dissection. That just comes with the territory. That's normal.
Yeah, and there is a big difference. I think it's a fair conversation to have. You can listen and call up and say, Sal, you're nuts for being concerned, or say, I'm not even concerned, or saying that he's pressing a little bit, I have no concerns, or you could call up and say that you do have concerns, or you could say you don't think he's pressing. It's a fair conversation to have, and we can only have it because he is not the same player for the first 12 games now that he was even just as recently as last year with the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
There is a drop-off. It doesn't mean that there's going to be a drop-off all year long. Who knows? We'll find out. But I'm watching him waiting to see what we saw all year long with the Yankees last year. And through 12 games, I'm not seeing it yet. It's not bad. It's not the worst thing. I'm not panicking saying we're not going to get it. I'm just saying that we haven't gotten it, and why haven't we gotten it? And I believe it's because he's pressing a little bit.
And by the way, if Juan Soto would have stayed with the Yankees and gotten the, you know, the deal that the, or took the deal that the Yankees offered, it would have been the same microscope.
Excellent point. It wouldn't. It's not just because he's with the Mets. It's that contract. That's the one new thing here, combined with the fact that his numbers aren't where they should be. Maddie calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Maddie?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing today?
Good.
I got to quit. Now, what I'm about to say, Sal, don't go off on me.
Go ahead. Okay.
Listen to me, bro. I'm a Mets fan my whole life, all right? 63. Soto, the year he had last year with the even before, when I heard he first went to the Yankees, all right, I pictured him in a Yankee uniform, and I'm a Mets fan. It just looked good on him.
Mm.
He was, he played so well there with Judge. He should have never left, and I was telling all my fellow Mets fans, he should never leave. I was shocked that he left. Things were just perfect for him there. He looked good. He looked happier. He looked more relaxed. And he's fighting for a contract. He's got all the money now. He just, to me, doesn't look right. There's something not right compared to last year. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. He doesn't look as happy.
Okay, well, I think it's a great point to bring up. I think that he's pressing. So you have to have some kind of thought as to what you might think it is. What would be your answer, Matt?
You know what? I don't know. He just looks off, man.
Can I throw out a theory? Can I throw out a theory? I don't know if I agree with you necessarily, but this is a theory which I'm sure one or both of you will shoot down. It's so early. Just throwing it out there. Don't attack the messenger. Any chance he regrets leaving the Yanks?
Maybe. I think he belonged there. He should have been a lifelong Yankee. You know, not lifelong, but, you know, the rest of his career.
Mm-hmm.
He belonged there. He belonged there. He just looked right there. And I'm a Mets fan.
Right.
I got you.
Here's the thing, Matt, and thank you for the call.
It's
a good conversation starter. If that were to be the case, and now I'm just going to be bluntly honest with you. I don't want to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it, but I also don't want to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
If that is even a fraction of the reasoning, we've got a major problem here. So I'm going to say that I don't believe that's the case. He seems happy with the Mets. He's had fun in spring.
I know.
He's fitting in. I think he's happy to be here. Human nature, maybe there is a part of him that misses it a little bit, where he's having success with the Yanks or having fun with Judge. But it's not like, I would think there's more credence to that, to your point, BT, if the Mets weren't playing well.
Yeah, I don't even know if I believe that. I'll just throw it out there. Because
I think
he looks a little off. Not much, but I don't know. I mean, you live in a house for, then again, he was only here for a year, and you move into a bigger mansion based on the contract.
Yeah.
And maybe there's just one thing about the house that you kind of overlook during the purchase process that suddenly you're looking at it every day, and it's like, I kind of missed that one aspect of the other house.
And for me, I think that it comes down to, it's the only real different thing with Soto is the contract, the mega contract.
Yeah.
It's not the Mets. It's not the Yankees. It's that he knows in the entire sports world what he got paid. And I believe that there's a part of him, human nature, that is trying to live up to that. And while not going nuts overdoing it to a point where he's bad, he's just pressing enough to not be himself yet. And all it might take is a game where he hits a couple of homers or whatever, and then everything's good. But I feel like he's pressing a little bit. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. Been a fun conversation. 888-808-1019. Hey, what are you laughing for?
Nothing.
All right, BT and Sal on the Fan.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. second-guessing every choice you make. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's nice of you, Hoff, to play some songs that BT likes.
Who would have thought? Just play something from the 80s.
Yeah.
or play something we've heard of from the 80s.
He does. The only thing I told him, I was like, you could have full control of the music. Just play
with
the
this
hits.
Guy?
Yeah, well, because
he plays his hits. Well, generally.
No, there's no such thing as his hits. It's the hits. It may not be hits that you or I are familiar with.
Yeah.
This one, obviously, we are. The last one that he played, we were.
Mm-hmm.
But he knows your wheelhouse is the 80s.
Oh, my ears perk up, baby.
But it can't be all that. I'm a little bit more recent. I like all genres of music. Just make sure you play the hits. But there are times where he's playing something that neither of us know.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean it's a hit. It's not a hit. We just don't know it.
Yes, but the probability of neither one of us knowing it, like if it was a real true hit and not a hit in his head,
that's,
I think one of us
honestly,
might know it.
To be fair, out of the three music people in this room.
Yes, he's going to talk down to us now.
Yeah, he touched their nerve.
I think there's one person who actually knows what they're talking about. Everything I play is a legitimate hit.
Okay, what? How would you define hit? Like Billboard?
If it's top 100.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, if it's, if it's a top 10 list. Top 10 songs for rock music of 2023 or something like that. You know?
See? I mean, those are pretty broad parameters, though. Top 100 from the rock.
Top 100 of the Billboards, which is a year-round thing. Like top 100 from 2022 or 1999. You know, like that's the top 100 of that year.
But I got you. But
it doesn't fluctuate from month to month.
I got you. But is it for a certain genre or for like all encompassing?
All encompassing.
By the way,
that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Because Casey Kasem didn't have like, welcome to the top 40 for R&B.
I may play a top 10 song from a rock version of a rock song or whatever it is from a specific year. But when it comes down to top 100, it's specific to the top 100 list.
By the way,
he's very convincing, I got to tell you.
He does take requests. So it's not like...
I don't really care.
Sometimes I'll hit him with certain
songs.
Yeah,
you do.
Now I will say...
You think I care?
Yes.
Well, no.
off air. Hold on. I'm gonna come... This is, because I told them not to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. I am going to pull it back because don't lie to the audience.
I will let you talk. I promise I will be honest. Go ahead.
The other day, I played all songs from the late 80s, early 90s. And you go, the next day, Sal's not in. You go, behind the scenes, you go, hey, maybe you can play something I like now.
Yeah, I did say
I played everything from late 80s, early 90s.
I did. And by the way, I'm happy that you... Yeah. Took heed to that and showed a few bones.
And one more thing on this.
Thank you,
as Hoff just said, he told us not to do something, then he goes out there
saying.
He's doing it again. He is taking offense to this, which, by the way, I love. And I think it's good radio.
I love
He's
this.
Taking offense to this the way that I took offense to when callers start telling us what we should talk about.
Look at him. Hoffy.
All of a sudden, you don't like it. We try to get in there on the music, and when you have control of it, you don't like it.
A different rule book for Hoff, I noticed.
BT
and Sal. By the way, my problem, not that I don't like some of it real quick. Not that I don't like some of the beats. This is just a me thing. I think most people could relate to this, though. The thing about songs that I love when I can relate to is when I know the words and it kind of takes me back to, and by the way, not just the 80s, we kid around about it, but I love, you know, gangsta rap from the West Coast in the 90s, and I love early 2000s. Like, I really do. But if I don't know the song, I can't feel the song. I can say, all right, this beat's pretty cool, but it doesn't pulsate through my body, and I'm a pulsate through the body kind of guy.
You could hear it, but you don't feel
it. I don't feel it. It's a big difference.
Now, you did say something that just gave me an idea. You said that you know music outside of the 80s just as well.
Did I say as well?
The 90s, 2000s.
Did I say as well? I don't know if I meant as well.
Maybe next week
or
in the coming weeks.
Yep.
We set up a little test your knowledge.
I'm in. Now, is it know some words to the song? Is it know the year? Is it the title of the song? Because
but basically identify the artist. It's going to be hit songs. It's not going to be trying to sandbag
you. I understand. They'll be pretty common
Maybe we'll have a little, maybe I will run point on this. And it'll be between you and Hoffy.
He knows music better than he knows sports.
He just said that.
Music, so he should beat me.
I know that. That's a true story.
He should beat me with that. I would say, I'm up for whatever. Me versus Hoff, me versus you, anybody. If I lose, I lose. Right. Great. But I'm not trying to say that I know the, like, I will.
Because I feel like 2000s hip-hop specifically.
Well, you know, listen, if you say, all right, you want hip-hop, I'm going to Dre and Snoop.
Yeah.
I'm going to Eminem.
Yeah.
I'm going to Beastie Boys.
Yeah, you're running out.
I'm going to Run DMC. I'm going to Grandmaster Flash.
That's not the 2000s. Yeah.
I'm going to Eric B. Yeah. I mean, I'm going old, man, with that stuff.
Rakim and Eric B. All right. Not exactly 2000. All right, BT and Sal back on the Fan, 888-808-101. I'm Juan Soto, the topic of the day. Sal is in Queens. What's up, Sal?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, Sal.
Good.
I don't think it's not wrong with Soto. I think it's just the curse of the Mets, like the Bambino curse. I think it's just a Mets curse, either like Ziva curse or a Dowell curse. Every time they get a superstar from somewhere, they're garbage. And then as soon as the Mets get rid of them, they're back to their old selves again.
Ziva won a championship in '69. Ziva curse?
I'm saying they got some kind of curse. The Mets.
Yeah, but it's not the Seaver curse, is what I'm saying. I can promise you that. They might have a bunch. Maybe it's the Wilpon curse. Maybe it's the George Bamberger curse.
When Yankee gets a superstar, they're a superstar. When Mets get a superstar, they're garbage.
How's Devin Williams look, Sal?
Jason Day.
Sal, how's Devin Williams look?
Hey.
Oh, thank you for the call.
Hey.
Come on. That's a ridiculous statement.
Giambi fizzled out. Yeah. I mean, I'm an equal opportunity baseball supporter and basher. I mean, it's a lot of what he just said is true. Like, yeah, but Beltran rebounded from a rough year one. I think the problem with the Mets superstars that they brought in versus the Yankees superstars is really, with the exception of two or three, the Mets superstars were never true superstars.
Yeah, they were always the B or C-level guy.
Yeah, correct. Whereas with Piazza, superstar, Soto, superstar, Beltran, superstar, eventually proved it, Lindor, back to being a superstar. But there's not many other guys that they brought in that were superstars.
And for the Yankees, it's more on the rotation. Carl Pavano, Hideki Irabu, all these guys that were supposed to be studs. Sonny Gray comes here, pitches great before he gets here, comes here, he stinks, leaves here, he's great. Michael Pineda at the time, James Paxton. So it's not like these are not
superstars.
Correct. No. But Carl Pavano was paid to be an ace in the New York Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
It was a total disaster bust of epic proportions. McDowell.
What we would have done.
Carlos Rodon.
Can you imagine if Carl Pavano was pitching now, what you and I would say about this guy?
I mean, I'm sure. I forget what exact years was it, but yeah, they lit him up. I mean.
Remember the crash test dummy back page of the New York Post? He got in the car accident and he missed a ton of starts. There was a picture of him strapped in with a seatbelt.
Was he married to Alyssa Milano?
I think he was dating her at that point. Okay. It was not me. I don't think they were ever married. I know they were definitely dating. I don't think they were married.
And you're right. It's not the superstars that come here and fail. Piazza struggled for the first few months or whatever it was, and then was a superstar. Beltran struggled the first year and then was a superstar. Delgado was an immediate superstar.
Johan. Johan had two really good years.
He came here right away, was a star.
And then he kind of fizzled a bit.
Yeah, that's a ridiculous statement right there. Steve is calling from Bayside talking about Devin Williams. What's up, Steve?
What's up? While we're taking requests here, can I get some Sabrina Carpenter with the next break?
Okay, there you go. Get on that, Hoff. I'm not familiar
with
her work.
Her work.
Do any of it? What we know her or no? I know what she looks like.
If you're on social media, you know her.
Okay, I'm gonna Google that as Steve goes here. Go ahead,
just take
Steve,
a little
more
Tika. I'll stay in the '90s.
All right. First, quickly on Soto. If Mets fans were thinking they were going to get last year's version of Juan Soto, you got to remember that was a career year for him. I mean, you probably would do better getting out of Yankee Stadium into Citi Field. I think you would do better looking at the numbers he put up in Petco Park as your baseline for Soto.
Interesting.
But even with that, he's still underperforming his career average. Now, I'm not going to go based off of the first 12 games when he was with San Diego, but if you go based off his year prior to coming to the Yankees, 35-109, led the league in walks, hit .275, OPS of .930. Now I want a little bit more than that with the Mets, but I mean that's basically what I'd be looking for.
Yeah, that's what if you want a little more, I think you're setting yourself up for 15 years of disappointment.
No, Steve. That's a bad signing by the Mets. I mean, he's got to have over the next, 7, 8, 9 years of his absolute prime. Hold on a second. His absolute prime. There is no way that Juan Soto does not deliver a 300 season or two. Are you kidding me? I mean, if he's hitting .275 every year, the Mets messed up.
His career OPS is .952. Yeah. I'm not going to accept .930. I'm sorry.
No, the player is the player. The contract has no bearing on that. So that's when you give me his career averages, I think that's the baseline. Let me get to Devin Williams. With Devin Williams, he's always, if you look at his April numbers, he's always been a slow starter.
I know.
If you look at his pitch graph, he's just a little off. If he can just get the airbender in the zone a little bit more, he's going to go back to being who he is. But his velocity is there. The movement's there on his pitches. He's just a little off.
I don't think his velo's there quite yet.
But it's the truth.
But it'll get there. He should be good. Right now, he's not.
And he's been a slow starter.
He has been. That's well documented, no doubt.
Yeah, so I'm not worried about Williams. The only thing that I wanted to say about it was that the expectation of any closer coming in and just assuming that he's going to be those numbers every year, to me, is not realistic. When it was, and also
Chapman
did
it early.
Yeah, also the thought that, Chapman, though, had inconsistencies as well, but the thought that the Yankees' bullpen was significantly better because they got Williams, to me, was just faulty because they lost an all-star closer in Clay Holmes. You could poke holes in what Clay Holmes
is. 14 saves, most in baseball.
Okay, well, how's
he
Devin
lost
Williams
his job,
so far?
And Luke Weaver was better.
I get it, but Holmes, he was a good reliever before
anyway. For a good chunk of the season,
he was. I'm not saying you can't think that you're going to be better, but you're losing somebody that was valuable and replacing him. him. And now you're seeing Devin Williams, at least to start, he's been all over the place, plus the New York thing. I think he'll be fine. I don't think he's the best closer in baseball.
I just want to see what he does, how he responds first time he gets booed, because he has one blip this weekend.
It's coming.
He's hearing it.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019.
I got to read you a quote, because to me, this really does illustrate what might be broken with the Knicks. Now, we all know P.J. Tucker is a champion, proud NBA warrior, been around a little bit, bounced around a little bit. He's with the Knicks now, and he played last night because the Knicks didn't play OG, and Josh Hart didn't play either. I didn't even care about the result. Yeah, it would have been nice to play well against the Pistons, the team they will likely play in round one, but they lost the game. Pistons played better in the second half, whatever. Now, but listen to this description of the team from somebody who basically just got there. That's where I think it's worrisome. Quote, this is Tucker, they just out-toughed us. They did. The whole fourth quarter, we kept it close, but they just out-toughed us. Now, some things we have to address, obviously not having OG and not having Hart. We'll get them back eventually, but I just feel like down in the trenches like that in the playoffs this year, they're not calling nothing. They're going to let a lot of stuff go right now, but I like it. The refs are letting a lot of stuff go both ways. With that happening, guys got to play differently. We got to play different. We got to toughen up. It's more physical. We got to toughen up. End quote. That is from an NBA champion and a man who has seen it all and knows what is required to win for 2 months. I like that he said that he's got the license from within, like the respect and the freedom. But man, oh man, that is an indictment on the toughness of the Knicks.
Or it's a challenge. I don't know if it's an indictment as much as it is maybe it's measured and trying to get this team prepared. The Knicks brought Tucker in. They know what he's all about. He's the guy you want on your team when you're going through a postseason run. They know the toughness. You don't think Tibbs understands the type of toughness that it takes to win in the postseason? He knows it, but the team was built a little more skilled, maybe a little more finesse, more talent, as we've said all year long, and maybe it was a measured shot from Tucker in a good opportunity year against the Pistons, a team they might be facing in the first round.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the Knicks were resting guys, so it's not about the win-loss, like you said, but maybe it was a little put them on notice, hey, We got to be tougher. I love it. Now, we're going to find out if this team, we're going to find out what they're made of. We don't know what this version of the Knicks is made of yet. You could doubt them. I could believe in them. We got to see what they do in the postseason. I have reasons to doubt, just like you would. I also have reasons to believe, but we got to see them go out there and do it. I love that they have Tucker on this team, and I love that he said it ahead of the postseason and not reacting to, say, being down in a postseason series.
Just to be clear, I love it as well. Yeah. I mean, to me, now there's a chance to go out there and do something about it rather than you're down, you know, 2-3 and you're on the brink of getting sent home, and he says this is like, all right, maybe you should have dropped this a month or two ago. But here's the problem, though, or here's the question. How much can you change toughness? I don't think that you can. And there's a line in the Bronx Tale, I forget the exact, it's been a while, but basically says you can't fake street. Like, if you're not tough when you grew up and you weren't exposed to the streets when you grew up, you can't fake it halfway through adulthood because it's not in you inherently. So if P.J. Tucker, who knows what is required to win and the tough team and, you know, those tough characteristics, whether it's an indictment or a challenge, and we could debate that, it's kind of semantics, but I hear you. That's almost secondary to me to whether or not the guys on the team that he's issuing the challenge to, can they actually crank it up to the point of getting where he wants them to get?
All right, well, I'll give you that I don't think he would be saying this about last year's team. I don't think.
Me neither.
Okay, but who are the guys that you think he's saying it to? Because I don't
Mikal Bridges and Karl Anthony Towns.
Okay, but I don't look at this team and say that they're soft me by neither. Nature. I know some people say that. I don't think that they're a soft team. Do they have potentially some softer players? Maybe. Mm-hmm. But Josh Hart is as tough as they come. You know, Deuce McBride off the bench is tough. I think Brunson, while he's not a good defender, is still tough. You know, Anunoby is tough. I mean, we're talking about the majority of the players on this team. Karl-Anthony Towns is tough offensively.
He ain't tough enough for me.
offensively, even?
I mean, overall, he's not tough enough for me.
But how not offensively? He can back anybody down. Know, he attacks the. When I think soft player offensive, I'm thinking somebody who's lazy, sitting, you know, sitting
like not attacking the rim and just kind of taking the easy way out.
He could do both. He could knock down a three and
I know he's skilled. There's no doubt.
Okay.
Take the Celtics game the other night. So to me, it came out he had 20 points in the first half and he finished with, I think, 24, whatever it was, right? He went to work that first half.
Yeah.
A running floater, a three, couple of, you know, really nice up and under foot. Like,
banging
he came
down
out
low.
Yeah, I understand that. I think that he's highly skilled. I think he's strong and, like, thick and physical to an extent. But I correlate toughness to fourth quarter, 3 minutes. I want to see what you did in the first quarter in the fourth quarter. And I don't think he's doing that on the road. Maybe against the Pistons. I don't think he's doing it against the Celtics. I don't think he's doing it against the Cavs. And again, I'm not calling him soft. I'm just calling him not tough enough. I mean, maybe I'm playing the semantics game. I don't think he's soft. I think, like, Charles Smith was a little soft for that team.
Right.
All right? Just the way that stylistically, he didn't quite fit in to how they played. Now, Karl-Anthony Towns fits into how the Knicks play because I don't think he's got a lot of dogs around them. But do you think that he's going to get in somebody's grill, you know, after an N1 and say if somebody's talking smack to him? And I'm not even saying to fight. You don't want to see that. When you get suspended, you don't want to see anybody get hurt. But you know what? The best teams have those guys. And I don't think he's doing that. Mikal Bridges might run under the hide behind the bench. I know for sure he ain't doing it. So I don't think they're tough enough.
I want more guys that are looking for the smoke as opposed to running from
it. So we're saying the same thing.
No. I get it, and it's one of the things that I was watching and analyzing about the Celtics game the other night where I'm thinking the Celtics play downhill and the Knicks are playing uphill, not in terms of basketball X's and O's, in terms of the Celtics expect to stick the knife in your chest and put you to sleep. Tatum expects to hit the game-tying dagger three, or Porzingis expects to light the Knicks up at the Garden. Jaylen Brown, when he's healthy, expects that. All the bench players.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Knicks are climbing to get to that level. I think Brunson has that stab you in the chest feel to him. I think others have that mentality. I don't know if they have the talent. Like Josh Hart has that mentality. I don't think he has the talent to match it.
Yeah.
OG's even a little quiet, although he's getting there. Bridges, a long way to go. And Karl-Anthony Towns, I don't think has that. I think he's too nice. It's not soft.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's almost too nice where he's playing a game. He's playing at a high level. He can't get some tough buckets. I want a little more nastiness from Karl-Anthony Towns.
You ever watch catch clips on the, I think it's called Up in Smoke with a couple NBA, former NBA, like Barnes is on there, Stephen Jackson. Or Want the Smoke or Up in Smoke, whatever it's called.
Something that's
playing up the word smoke there, right? And it's really interesting. And they go, like, they are raw. And they keep it real in their assessments of players. And to me, Draymond Green is cut from their cloth. Old school, rugged, tough, no nonsense, right? And I can't ignore this. Like, when Draymond Green said what he said about Karl-Anthony Towns, when Karl was unfortunately dealing with something very sad, I thought he showed a complete lack of respect. And when he was at, he's like, you know, the podcast got to go on, the Baron and Dre, however he said it. And then he doubled down on the disrespect to me. An NBA champion, more than once over, who's tough, is not saying that about somebody he respects. Now, we might not, I actually liked Draymond. I didn't like that. I respect him. Now, not everybody likes Draymond, but what Draymond is thinking and what he says, I promise you, mirrors what a lot of NBA players think and might not say about Karl-Anthony Towns, and that terrifies me.
We'll get back to the Soto conversation when we come back. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.